Today is July 15th, 2026. It's 6:34 p.m. This is the monthly meeting for Grand Isle Consolidated Water District. And present for Water Commissioners, we have Michael Inners, Matthew Brooks, Rick Kohler, David Banks, and myself, Janine Banks. Bill Ryan has not signed in yet. We have SOS operators Joe Dennis and Warren Stedman here. And we have guest Michael Miller and our engineering firm, Aldrich and Elliott, Jason Booth representing. Okay, as always, I've lost my agenda. Are there any additions to the agenda tonight? Okay, review of previous meeting minutes. I circulated the June minutes in a previous email. Anyone have any changes or corrections to it? Additions, subtractions, approvals? Anybody want to make a motion to approve the June meeting minutes?
I'll make a motion to approve.
Okay.
I'll second.
Okay, any discussion? Okay, all in favor? Anyone opposed or abstaining? Okay. Questions from members? Anybody have any questions that they have heard or want to pass on? Okay. Hearing nothing, we'll move on to the operator's report. Looks like you got busy.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't too much out of the ordinary that I wanted to bring up. Maybe just that we made a little progress on Three Canoe Road after we sent him a letter and connected on email. This was the one that needs to settle the lien on the property. And he's going to do so eventually. He called Crystal asking if he could make payments. I don't know. Did Crystal talk to you about that, Michael?
Yes, she did. I think that works. I mean, I think
okay.
That works.
Yeah, and as soon as the total $3,500 is paid up, then we will release the lien. But, I mean...
Hi, Bill. There's Bill.
There we go.
Okay, 6:37. Bill Ryan has joined.
Microsoft.
So, unless you have any questions, there's not too much out of the ordinary.
Okay. Engineers report. Pipeline replacement project. Jason, what do you have for us?
So we have a pre-construction meeting scheduled for Tuesday, 4:30 next week at the water plant. Joe, I copied you on that. I was late, but I did copy you on that. Is that a good time? Is that going to be okay for you?
I can make it work one way or another.
Okay, and I set up a remote option as well. I don't know whether the state is going to be there or not. Cindy from the state responded. Doesn't sound like the date that we selected worked for her, but we need to get it done. And she's okay with us going ahead without her. I have set up a Teams option so she can join if she can make it. But we're going to proceed without her. So that's scheduled for next week. And we should have a schedule, an actual schedule from Cortland next week. Based on what I know of their work right now in North Hero, they're probably not going to be hitting the ground until September. But we'll have that as a better, we'll have a better idea of that on Tuesday.
Okay. Does that get us done before the end of the year? Before the snow flies, I should say?
Maybe, but I don't know, Janine. It's going to part of that is going to depend on what the weather yields. you know, they can work until typically until November, like Thanksgiving time, if the plant before the, unless there's, they can go further if there's no areas that require paving. Typically, if there's paving involved, they'll kind of end around the November Thanksgiving timeframe, because that's when the paving plants closed or close. Again, some of that is going to be weather dependent, temperature dependent, snow dependent. We've had years where we've gone into mid-December. We had a year a couple years ago. We went almost to January, almost to Christmas. So I think that the expectation is we can get to Thanksgiving timeframe reliably. Without seeing the schedule for Roth, I don't really know what his production is going to look like.
Okay.
So there may be some spring work. There will definitely be some spring cleanup work, which we would normally see anyway.
Right. Well, that makes sense in the spring for cleanup, I guess.
Yep.
So this meeting, I'm planning on attending. Michael, are you thinking about going?
I plan to attend. As of now, I should be able to.
Okay. Is there anybody else who is planning on attending this meeting on the of the water commissioners?
Are you going to warn this meeting, or are you? I guess it depends on who attends, right?
Right. That's when I want to find out if I need to warn this as a meeting. I'd rather not warn it, because then, you know, if the public shows up, we got all kinds of questions that we might not need to have answered at that particular time. But if all of us want to go, then yes, I will warn it. Me being the clerk, because we don't have a clerk yet. so Bill, if you want to go, I mean, that might be something you would be interested in attending. That would be fine. That would be three of us.
When is it now?
It's the 21st, which is next Tuesday, I believe, at 4:30 at the water plant.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
So Roth has sent over to me performance and payment bonds. He's got a certificate of insurance already. We'll have those. We'll have hard copies of those on Tuesday at the pre-construction meeting. We have an agreement prepared for execution between the water district and Cortland Construction, and we'll have a notice to proceed prepared as well, which sort of sets the time, initiates the time clock for them. They're expected to bring a schedule, like I said, performance and payments bonds, certificate of insurance, and we'll have a full agenda and go through the agenda. Janine, I can forward that agenda to you probably tomorrow afternoon.
Okay. And I'll send it out to Bill and Michael. Okay.
Yep.
Anything else happening on the pipeline front?
No, not on my end.
Okay, you haven't heard anything about any problems with easements? I think that they were all set. They just needed to get the agreement signed, which seemed to me to be part of the easements, but it wasn't. So, okay.
Yeah, last I had heard, I thought, you know, that we had sort of the, you know, the NASA high five. We had kind of gotten through most of everything. So I'm not sure beyond that.
Okay. Okay, any questions for Jason?
Nope.
Okay. I guess we can move on to the treasurer's report.
Right, let's make it the share up there.
Thanks, Jason.
Yeah, no problem. Any questions that come up, feel free to shoot me an email, Janine or Joe or anybody else, and I will share the agenda with you, and I'll see you Tuesday.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Great. Thank you all.
Nope, it's the wrong share. Sorry. That's the chart of accounts. That probably won't help most of you. That's probably more helpful. Everyone seen it? Seen the budget report?
Yes.
Okay. There's not a lot different. I will say there are two things people should be aware of that are outstanding bills. We have I just paid the carbon changeout bill for almost $28,000 to $27,900. And that went astray because it was sent to the plant rather than to the P.O. box, and we don't get mail at the plant. So it doesn't appear on this report. And I am going to bring up the engagement for the audit. We'll be paying out all the audit money, but we need to engage the audit for 2025. Other than that, there's no huge surprises. Propane, as I've mentioned before, is clearly on track to be substantially over budget. Everything else is pretty much on track. The other thing is that I am going to stop rolling over the CDs as we go into construction season. And so our interest will get less interest. Well, not zero, but we'll have the funds be available if needed for construction cash flow. So if people have any questions on it.
Yeah, just going back to the propane, where's the line to compare from previous years? I mean, how bad are we? Propane?
It was 5,000 in 2 years ago. It was close to 8,000 this last year. We're already up over 8,000 this year. Now, the propane use is kind of low during the summer, but that'll right. change come October, November. Everyone knows why. I mean, you don't have to.
Yeah, Warren likes it warm.
Warren likes it warm.
Yeah, I was gonna say, is Warren getting cold these days?
But yeah, just the costs are high right now.
Okay.
Oh, even at my house, it's the first time I've actually had to pay at the end of the year and not actually had a credit.
Yeah. Okay. So that's the only area that and the audit are the only two areas that I see is going way over. Everything else is pretty much on track. So there's no other questions. Do you have any items under, or do you put everything under new business, Jeanne? I don't have the agenda.
And I put it under treasurer's report, the capital plan.
I haven't done anything on that. I'm sorry. That's just been a lower priority.
I have a question about money.
Money? Yep. Okay.
I'd like to purchase something. I'd like to see if we could get our building sprayed by Pest Pro. I've seen a couple areas where mice are actually crawling up into the, in between the boards of the building, and we just have, mass amounts of bugs in the building. You know, those little roly-poly bugs and stink bugs and spiders, and, you walk into the bathroom right now, and it's covered. I don't know if it's different from commercial to household, but there was one I called for my house because we're going to do it probably next year. They come three times a year, and it was $720 for all three sprays, and it's guaranteed for all these different insects, rodents, stuff like that. They come, it's billed May, July, and September. And that's when they come do their sprays. The first one's $270, and then the next two are $220.
It'll probably be more for a commercial, but so probably should get a quote.
Yeah, I just didn't know, if it's something we could look into.
And mice do chew on wires. They love that.
Yeah, absolutely. Spraying won't help much there, though. I think we need to get traps out if we want to do that.
Right. They'll probably put traps down outside. They'll do something to deal with mice too. They deal with any pest.
I'd be concerned about what we spray with and possible cross-contamination with the water. We do have access hatches into the clear wells.
I would do this outside.
Only outside, okay.
My concern is that we talk about being within our watershed, and that's not setting a particularly good example for not using pesticides and herbicides within your watershed. I mean, I certainly hear you and certainly agree with you and understand what you're saying. Just not sure if that's a conflict of interest.
I don't know there.
Although they say that the spray is not harmful once it dries, and you're not putting it direct, into the water, which it says don't spray into the water.
They mainly spray like the eaves of the building.
I know, we have them. We've had them.
Yeah, we are in our own source protection area. Yeah, it's kind of
right.
Maybe we could do some research to see if there's a few alternatives, like besides spray, to see if there's something that's out there. We could review some different options, because I mean, mice in the building is not great either for contamination reasons. I would think as well. So
yeah.
Maybe we can look at a few different options and collectively decide what the best one is.
Just contact them and get options from them.
Well, figure out exactly what they're using too.
Yeah.
Talk to them and if it doesn't wash off and doesn't get into the, I don't know. I mean, what does it do? It just doesn't just evaporate. It must wash off eventually. So, I definitely agree with you. I wouldn't like that either. And the mice, yeah.
Warren, you're muted. Can barely hear you.
He sets traps in the fall, I assume, in his house.
No.
Here. Okay, here. Mechanical traps. So mechanical trapping. Yeah, that's what I do.
That's what they'll do too.
No, snap traps work best, actually, I find.
Yeah. I don't know if this is relevant for the roly-poly or the spider thing, but I got those. We have those bug zapper lights that work really well.
Oh, like the Zevo ones.
I don't know what the brand is, but you've seen them. They got the cage on the outside and the light on the inside.
Oh, yeah.
Those work remarkably well in my experience, but that won't help the spiders or the other things.
Yep.
So I guess contact Pest Pro, find out what they're using, how it possibly affects the drinking water watershed.
Yep.
And what their options are.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Joe, if you want some help with that, I'm happy to do it. Just let me know. I just suggested more work, so I'm acknowledging that fact. So I'm happy to help with the outreach. Let me know.
Yeah, I'll give him a call because I'm gonna, sign him up for my house anyway. Mm-hmm. Moving forward. Okay. I'll give him a call.
All right. You've got my email anyway through here, through the invite, yeah. I'm guessing. So just shoot me a message if you'd like. We can kind of divide and conquer the different options.
Sure.
Okay. Thanks.
Thanks.
So okay, audits. So
just getting back to the capital plan for a second. Oh. You had a call. You and Rick were going to have a call with the state? No, with
Northwest
the regional planning?
Yeah, but I haven't heard. It was just me because it was the next day. Next day, like 8 in the morning. So
yep.
I did not get Rick pulled into it. I did meet with two of the people from Northwest Regional on a Zoom call, but I haven't heard back from them about what they can offer. So they're looking to hook us into a grant they have to provide, where they would get paid to provide the services and we wouldn't pay for them. Okay. But that was, we sort of talked about what we would want to do, and then they said they'd get back to us, but I haven't heard since. So I may have to prompt them and see where they're at with gathering information. They were trying to call water systems around the area. So, but they have the information, what we're thinking about. So.
Okay.
Happy to help on that one too, Michael. If it's a matter of chasing a few folks to get some responses back or get the ball rolling, let me know. I can pick that up.
Right. Yeah. Let me contact the woman at Northwest Regional that I talked to, and it was her and someone from the bond bank, because the bond bank's actually the one providing the funds. But it would be separate from our bond. It's just a grant program. They're trying to encourage capital planning. And other services too. They also are interested in seeing if they can facilitate shared services among the water districts. I don't know if that's something, I talked about what we do and they just were taking the information. So let me, it's summertime, people are slow to respond. I am too, so. But the ball was definitely in their court to get back to us with what their grant might be interested in funding. So.
Okay. Well, nudge them if you need to.
Yep. Audits. I have drafts for 93 and 94. Just need to make some adjustments to the ending balances that they're recommending. And then those will be final. That should be done by next month. We should have a completed audit for both years. We have an engagement letter that needs to be approved for the 2025 audit, which would get us up to date. That is going to be, they are quoting $9,500, which is $3,000 more than the last one we signed. and we had thought it might be $7,500, but it's $9,500. I talked to another auditing firm, Sullivan and Powers. They're really not, they're looking to get rid of municipal accounts, not add new ones. So they weren't really an option. My recommendation is that we continue at least for this year with RHR Smith and get completely caught up on the audits. So I guess I'll make the motion that we approve the proposed engagement letter with RHR Smith to audit 2025, the cost of $9,500.
So, do we have a second?
I'll second.
Okay, discussion. That just seems outrageous.
$3,000.
That's a 50% increase.
Yeah, and I talked to their Amity, who's their sort of the does the arrangements for getting people on board, and I forget what her exact title is, and it's not specific to us. Is it something about us that we could change that would make this cheaper? And the answer is no, especially given that we're likely to hit the because of the water water main project, we're likely to hit the requirement for a single audit to meet federal requirements in 2026.
I'm sorry, what did you say about 2026?
Because of the water main project, we are likely to hit the requirement to do what's called a single audit for the federal money, because there's going to be federal money almost certainly mixed in with that.
So that's going to be even more expensive audit.
No, that would not be more expensive.
Okay.
Well, except that it's going to be another year later, so who knows, right? But
right.
But we definitely want to be in a position to pass the single audit, because that's how you retain the federal funds. It's an absolute requirement. If you get enough federal money, you have to do a single audit, right? You can't do a self audit or a lower grade review. So I don't think taking a year off is going to help us we had to catch up in 2023 and 2024. That wasn't fun.
Right. No, I agree. I just had to put it out there. That seems like, you know, $10,000 out of our, you know, yeah, small budget is a lot of money.
Yeah, it's, yeah, we're in the range where we're too big to be just sort of a quick review and too small. I mean, it wouldn't be that much more if we were bigger, right? We're in kind of that nasty,
right,
big enough to need the professional audit, not big enough to just absorb the cost as a minor expense.
Right. Okay. Okay. Any other discussion? All right, let's take a vote to approve moving forward with that engagement letter. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed or abstaining? Okay.
All right. I'll sign off and I'll let them know.
Okay.
Hey, Michael, just a question. Is there a way that we could potentially get some sort of commitment on a percentage, like a maximum percentage increase on next year's audit?
I'll ask.
We'll put some negotiating chips if we're already paying an extra $3,000 this year. Maybe there's a way to lock, if they're going to lock in the service for next year, it's got to be, you know, a maximum increase in price, like, because you can't do like 12 again next year kind of thing, right?
Well, I mean, we do a more thorough search for an alternative between now and the, you know, the spring.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what I would suggest we do, and just see if, you know, calling somebody and saying, hey, can you jump in here in the summer and audit last year was not the best way to get people interested. But I can tell you from the school experience too, that there are fewer and fewer firms doing public entity audits in the area. In the region. Gotcha. It's just an area that a lot of auditors are getting out of because the government accounting rules just keep getting more complex.
So the ones that are left are just charging more and more.
Exactly. They do more work also, but yeah, it's partly
right.
You know, it's a market that's seeing little competition right now. It's sort of like getting an appraiser to do your reappraisal. You're lucky to get one more than, you know, rather than having three or four people bidding.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Let's, you know, actively try and find other firms that will do this. And if you want to tell me or, you know, tell me what it is we need to ask these people, I'll start searching for it myself and work on that for you, because I know you're pretty stretched for time.
I mean, we need an audit that's appropriate for a municipal entity which has enough federal funding to need a single audit. And, you know, you know our budget. Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
So needs a single audit?
We're probably going to need a single audit again next year. Yep. Unless the pipeline project completes entirely this year, but I would, that's not guaranteed at this point.
Okay.
Or unless we get it with no federal funds, but if we get anything from the state revolving fund, I think is the official term, that has federal money in it. So.
Yep. Okay.
It's not just federal money, but once the federal money gets mixed in, it's sticky.
Right. Okay. I was asked by a member about the bill pay through the website and or online bill pay, and how is that going?
That's another thing I haven't had a chance to really get going. It's the final steps require work during business hours. It's been scarce for me. For the last few months, that may change.
Okay. Well, this person was a past board member, so they'd be certainly willing to help you test it out if that helps.
that might help if we need a test case.
Yep. Okay.
This is who I think it is. Former yes. board member. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know who to contact.
Yep. Okay. Anything else for Michael? Okay. IT committee report. We owe you an answer, Matthew, and I haven't given you one.
Well, I just sent me another email today, so.
Okay.
It expires next month on the 8th.
Yep. It's for Joe's computer, extended warranty. Tech Group gives a quote for $95. I assume it's going to be $95 a year ongoing to as an extended warranty for Joe's new computer because our warranty is up in August.
That's the HMI computer, right? Not his laptop. I'm assuming it's the HMI computer.
It Joe? Says Lenovo Idea Center Tower with the serial number on it, and the last user was Joe.
Yeah, the tower is the only tower we have is the HMI computer.
And it's $95.84. One year warranty.
They have a note in here. Setup, installation, and configuration by Tech Group will be billed separately at current rates on a time and material basis. So basically, you know, this just warranties the cost of replacing the computer. Doesn't have anything to do with the setup of it, which the setup is the most expensive part for us. It's $100 a year. What is it, you know, what does it cost? What did we pay for the new computer?
It's like $1,100.
Was it $1,100?
I could look for the exact amount.
Because Joe thought it was, didn't you say $700 or something?
That was for my laptop, because I thought you were talking about the laptop, not the HMI computer.
Okay.
Yeah, we bought it through Tech Group, right? So the invoice would have been from Tech Group.
Oh.
So let me look for the...
Yeah, that was expensive. You were trying to get it through somebody else. Yep.
So yeah, I just need to have an answer before the warranty expires, whether we're going to renew or not.
I'd like to get you an answer tonight. I know it's only $100 a month. I mean, $100 a year, but
you know, $500 after 5 years, that's half a computer.
Yeah. I don't know if this was my computer, I would not insure it because I never do that. I think it's a waste of money personally, but this isn't my computer. And I don't know, you know, the condition of this computer and how long have you had it for?
It's about a year old now, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's almost exactly a year. It was like last July when we got it.
Well, then in my opinion, I would not keep the warranty on that, but I'm not, that's not my vote though. I'm just saying.
So Michael, you talked about the difference between computers with the hard drives being this or that, and one's much more reliable than the other.
Yeah. This is a solid state drive, but they've also gotten ridiculously expensive if it fails. So the real cost will be the setup. I mean, either way we go, the cost of the computer will be the least of our worries if we have to rebuild that system.
And the other thing is, I do think we should plan on replacing this computer every 5 years, just as good preventative maintenance, since it is what runs our entire system. So, I mean,
I like that. Yeah.
If every 5 years, I mean, that's $500.
By the way, do we have a backup drive for it?
It was a cloud backup.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everything's in the cloud now, Bill. It's all confusing, and it's nothing like it used to be.
No, I have two backup drives for mine, but that's, you know. Okay.
So.
What about the idea of replacing it every 5 years? I mean, what do people think about that?
I think
I'm more in favor of that than the warranty, honestly.
Yeah. That would be my.
I mean, that's what we did with this existing one, and we kind of had to because, you know, Windows 10 was not supported anymore. We went to Windows 11. You know, the technology moves so much in 5 years.
Right.
Yeah, I think if we're going to plan on replacing it every 5 years, we don't need the warranty. If we were going to keep it till it died, maybe we would, but...
Yeah, why spend the $500 on the warranty when we can put the $500 toward a new computer?
I agree.
Yeah.
It's going to be the expense of reinstalling all the stuff and getting it set up again. It's going to be the expense if that's what happens.
Okay. Anybody want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to not do the warranty again.
And I'll second.
That was Bill. Okay, hold on. Okay. Any further discussion on that? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Is there anyone opposed or abstaining? Okay. Thanks, Matthew. We can tell him, nope. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anything else, Matthew?
That's all I got.
Okay. Any old business that I missed? Or new business? Okay. I knew we'd fly to this meeting. The July ones always go quick.
Hey, anybody? Joe, are you in the plant in the morning still?
Yeah, I usually get there at like 8-ish. Well, I'm there from like 5:15 to 6:45 if you want to come by and have coffee. And then I get back, usually between 8 or 9, kind of depends if I'm going to other plants or not.
Right. Okay. Good. I might stop by some morning.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good. You can just bring me up to speed on how the place runs.
Sure.
Curious.
It runs like a top, doesn't it, Joe?
Yeah.
Sure it does.
Knock on wood, it's been running fairly well lately. We've been using a lot of water, you know, because it's been so hot.
Summer, yeah. Yep.
Atop of mice and bugs and spiders.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we're definitely very far from running out of water.
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
What about power washing the outside of the building? That might not be good for that siding, huh?
It might not be good for that siding,
yeah.
North Hero had it done because they had a major problem with spiders up there, you know, all in the eaves. And pressure washing didn't really work. It was pretty much, you know, manual labor with a broom, taking it all down.
Okay.
They started getting it sprayed and haven't had an issue since.
Yeah, our painter used to complain that the only reason we had the house painted was because he'd come and clean all the spiders away. Okay. Anybody want to make a motion to adjourn? It's 7:13.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Okay.
Second.
Okay. Any of the adjourn, 7:13 p.m.
Joe, how old is he?
He just turned 5.
Wow.
Yeah, my daughter will be 2 in August. It's going by quick.
Making me feel older.
Looks just all like right. You.
Oh, yeah, everybody says we're identical.
Yeah, look at that.
Alrighty.
Thank you, everybody.
Yeah, have right, a good
guys.
Night.
Bye. See ya.
Joe, can you hang on just 1 second? Joe, get away from me.
Yeah, you lost him.
Okay, I'll have to call. There's one thing I need to let him give him a heads up about.
Okie dokie.
I'll just call up Drax. That's easy enough to do. I know he's not asleep.
Yeah. The next person that becomes a water commissioner has to become clerk.
That's right. That's the requirement.
Yes. Looking for a clerk / water commissioner. So I don't want to continue doing this. I'm going to miss it. I'm going to miss my deadlines, and I don't like doing that. But, okay. Thanks.
All right. Bye.
Bye.